由於咧，我哋即係會以嗰個即時傳譯嗰個安排咧，咁我哋會調動少少議程嘅，咁會先將咧議程十同埋議程十一咧係而家係即係先進行討論，係啦。咁咧十同十一咧，咁分別就係荃灣區作案報告及馬鞍區作案報告啦。咁我哋都首先就歡迎啦，即係首次出席我哋荃灣區議會會議嘅金榮耀總警司啊。咁大家要歡迎總警司就嚟到荃灣區。好啦，咁正式進入第十項議程，咁就荃灣區罪案報告2019年1月至2月與2018年1月至2月嘅罪案數字比較，荃灣區議會第150号15/18-1咁呢就或者先請金榮耀總警司呢為我哋去介紹。
Thank you everybody for your warm welcome. It's indeed a pleasure to be here and serving the community of Junwan. My report is as tabled. Just to summarize, there was 274 cases reported in January to February this year, a rise of 11 cases or 4.2% when compared with January to February last year. Our detection rate was 45.3%, a slight drop of 1.1% when compared with the same period last year. In terms of our significant decreases, we saw major drops in shop thefts and also theft from vehicle and also gambling cases. However, in terms of our increases, we did see a significant increase in the number of criminal damage cases, vice cases, and also burglaries. In terms of the criminal damage, there was 36 criminal damage cases reported in the first 2 months of this year, an increase of 19 cases when compared with the same period last year. Out of those 36 cases, 7 were debt collection related, and 9 involved damaged vehicles, whilst the rest arose from trivial disputes. But I'd like to reassure all of you here that none of the cases were triad related. In terms of vice cases, we had 37 related cases, and this really shows the proactive effort of our SDS officers, our special duty squad officers, in tackling the vice situation in the district. The number of one prostitute apartment still stands at 167 in the first 2 months of this year, and my officers have mounted a number of anti-vice operations with a view to tackling the vice activities which causes a nuisance to the public. In terms of burglaries, we had 18 burglary cases in this reporting period, an increase of 11 when compared with 7 in the same period last year. Most cases took place in private residential buildings or tonglaos, and the rest took place in shops and housing estates and industrial buildings. On the good side, the police did arrest a syndicate earlier in February, and this syndicate was responsible for 16 cases of burglary, 5 of which took place in Junwan. So in total, 7 persons were arrested during that operation. That's a summary of my report, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that members might have. Thank you.
好，多謝曬金榮耀總警司，咁就可以以下時間請各位同事去發言嘅。咁首先係林林議員，跟住係黃家華議員。
多謝主席，咁welcome 嚟到荃灣啦。咁我自己關注關於麗城花園三期一個車位嘅事件嘅一啲資料補充嘅。咁去年10月26号咧，咁我自己本人咧就就住單 case 咧嘅一啲其他嘅資料咧，其實去信過荃灣警署嘅。咁當時就問咗幾個資料，咁12月嘅時候咧，你哋就覆過我其中一個我 request 嘅一個資料。咁 other than that 咧，有幾樣嘢咧到而家咧都仲未有嘅。咁包括嗰個 case 嘅 summary of case 啦，第二咧就係嗰個copy of advice 啦。當時就話你哋貴部門嘅一啲同事其實當時落過去麗城花園三期嗰度俾過一啲 advice， 就係話當時嘅一啲保安嘅系統嘅一啲嘢咧就有啲缺失，所以當時有啲地方有啲位係影唔到啦。咁其實我哋都想攞翻嗰度 record 啦， 當時俾緊咩，俾咗啲咩 advice 啊。第三咧比較重要少少咧，就係嗰個 court details 嘅，因為佢哋而家咧4月30號咧就會 go through 嗰個 small claim tribunal， 咁其實係需要個 court details 咧嚟去做翻一啲相關嘅一啲動作嘅，咁所以咧個 court details 係非常重要。咁我舊年去信係10月26號，咁到而家暫時仲未收到資料咧，咁嚟緊希望可以盡快收到呢一方面資料，咁幫助當邊居民去 claim 下。
好，黃家華議員。
係多謝主席，咁都睇到份報告，咁反而就有一樣嘢就多謝警方嘅。咁較早前都我同阿陳醫生啦，亦都透過一啲嘅訊息，就係梨木樹村楓樹同桃樹嘅聚島活動，咁講咗俾警民關係組聽，亦都行動組就前嗰排都做咗一次嘅行動，咁亦都拉到人嘅，咁都多謝警方。咁但係翻轉頭都睇翻就係我哋睇到報告裏面嘅石圍角，咁佢哋都亦都係有一個非法聚島嘅，咁我哋都睇到係有個嚴重。咁其實我哋梨木樹村呢就日日都有，時時都有，咁佢哋係用一啲叮噹波台霸佔嗰啲叮噹波台嚟做嘅，咁房屋署亦都有好有幫手，咁但係始終並不是一個執法部門，咁都希望喺呢個狀況裏面都係多啲嘅行動。咁我哋睇到嘅日日都有嘅，咁石圍角都有四個嘅案例，警方有一個叫做行動，咁我哋希望多少少吓，咁讓啲居民啊，同埋最大個問題就係嗰個位置都涉及側邊有個幼稚園嘅學校，咁都係影響到小朋友嘅成長。多謝主席。
古人邦言。
多謝主席。咁睇到數字呢，其實嗰個爆竊案呢都有啲提升咗，增加咗嘅。咁多謝警方啦，早兩排都有啲行動啦，喺我哋個區啦，就有啲唐樓啦。咁希望能夠即係警方都繼續即係加牌嘅巡邏。因為事實上我哋唐樓呢係即係冇管理嘅，亦都啲開放式嘅門戶。咁同埋即係劏房呢都係啲出入嘅人呢比較都頻繁同埋都係多嘅。希望警方繼續加強呢方面啦。第二方面就嗰個關於色情罪案啦，因為都近排收到啲市民投訴，因為荃灣區呢即係數字都睇到啦，有啲樓盤都好弱，一係可能即係過完年之後呢就都多咗嚟到荃灣區呢個地方進行呢嘅華人活動。咁喺呢方面希望警方都能夠即係關注。多謝主席。
吳顯龍議員。
Thank you, Mr. Kerry, to Chairman District Council. And may I first show a video obtained online, which is showing a driver driving at Tumen Road at higher than 200 kilometers per hour. And this dangerous act is not an individual case, we think, because we have continuously received the complaints from our residents that the huge noise generated from Tumen Road and Castle Peak Road is disturbing their sleep. And in light of the worsening situation of suspected road racing or speeding or vehicle alteration, would police step up its effort to take enforcement actions to return a good night's sleep to our residents? 唔該主席。
好，羅少傑議員。
係，多謝主席。是多謝主席。咁我諗喺呢度裏面呢，就住嗰份報告呢，大家都會睇得到，就係話呢，其實三月頭嘅時間呢，同埋或者醫院尾啦，嗰啲唐樓呢嗰個爆竊都比較係嚴重一啲嘅。咁不過呢就好多謝警民關係組啦，咁亦都連同埋呢個奇樂警訊呢，喺3月13號呢就已經落去做咗一次嘅大型行動，就去派嗰啲單張啊，同埋連啲單張喺嗰啲唐樓嘅當眼的地方，希望就提醒到居民。還有我亦都知道你們特遣隊的同事都很幫手，因為有些商鋪有些住宅都告訴我們，他們這排是巡密了，還有叫他們的燈啊，或者店頭的射燈就盡量夜晚都幫手開一開，希望那些後巷就比較是光鮮一些。我很希望就是說等你們真的早點去破案，等街坊就不要太過自己要做一些擔心的事情，好嗎？
多謝主席。陳遠心願。Sorry， 不好意思，林遠斌先。
是唔該主席。咁我就關注入屋爆竊嘅案件啦。咁今年一至月嘅案件係多過以前升咗157% 嘅。咁而嗰個破案率呢相對真係低嘅。咁其實呢個情況我知道我自己區內呢都有啲屋苑呢仲有招嘅。 咁喺度，而且嗰啲屋苑都屬於比較高級嘅屋苑啦，佢哋有自己保安啊，成呢啲全部都有嘅嚇。咁但係都照中招咧，就係呢個情況值得關注。咁我相信睇嚟咧，嗰個呢一類嘅案件咧，嗰個預防咧係比即係佢因為破案係好難嘅，的確。咁啊，預防係更加重要啦。咁所以其實我。即近年嚟咧，香港嗰個警訊咧就冇得喺一啲好以前喺無線啊一啲即係大眾經常睇嘅嗰個台咧，就冇得喺嗰個台播啦嚇。咁而家相對真係少咗人去睇嘅。咁我都諗緊你哋嗰啲短片如果有呢一方面相關嘅，都可以即係主動 send 俾我哋議員啦。咁我哋都同啲居民有接觸可能擺上我哋 Facebook 啊或者各方面途徑短信，即係 WhatsApp 啊之類去 send 俾佢哋。咁提升翻大家嗰個注意，即係譬如個門啊、閘啊各樣嘢咧，點樣可以提高嗰、那個嗰、那個即係防盜嘅一啲措施啦，另外就係守望相助都好緊要。其中有一單咧，我嘅屋苑其中一個屋苑咧，係真係靠隔離屋見到有人爬緊上去咁樣而報警大嗌，咁嗰陣先至落荒而逃嘅。咁所以都即係都希望警方將你哋知道嘅一啲預防嘅方案咧，都可以教育到俾市民嘅。唔該曬。
好，陳先生議員。
啊，多謝主席，都歡迎啊金仲警司啦。咁要知道咧，就每一屆我哋荃灣區指揮官嚟咗之後，啲罪案數字都係降低嘅。咁希望唔係俾到壓力你一個動力咧，就令到荃灣區嘅數字都一樣降低啊。你哋之後，咁就翻嗰、那個罪案情況咧，第一樣我都同我拍檔黃家仁一樣咧，就係你目署個罪都問題係非常之嚴重嘅。咁真係你由朝頭早黃昏夜晚黑都見到有唔同嘅人士喺度聚集賭博，咁希望能夠真係加強嗰個警方個巡邏啦咁樣。咁而我亦都好關注咧，就係文件講係一月至二月。即係19年同18年之間個比較嗰個係嚴重毒品嘅罪案啊，咁嗰度睇到咧就係增加咗成120% 咁多，即係都幾高嘅。咁希望即係警方就翻嗰個毒品罪案能夠係努力啲，希望能夠係減少之外，都係增加個破案率啦，因為毒品害人真係非常之嚴重嘅。咁仲有咧就係、是、就翻尼木樹村都同我哋同事頭先講一樣咧，就係、是、深宵啲車輛。兩係即係發出個噪音嘅問題，都係非常之嚴重。係擾人清夢之外，我哋都關注到嗰個導用使用者嗰個安全等等。咁我亦都有少少一啲問題想問翻嘅，可能我唔係好認識啦。就第四頁所講咧，就管有危險毒藥物啦，咁又分有刑事同非刑事，即係嗰個分別喺邊度呢？係因為有啲毒品係全即係可以有非刑事嘅定點樣？咁同埋就都希望多啲關注依個毒品嘅問題。多謝主席。
好，仲有冇其他同事？咁啊，今日可能大家見到新任總警司就比較踴躍一啲發言。咁啊，好，咁或者咧都先請今日要總警司咧去作個簡單嘅回應。
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for all of your questions. This is only my second day in the post, so I will try my best to answer as best as I can. Ms. Lam, concerning your questions about Belvedere Garden and the parking situation there, give me some time to follow up on this personally, and I'll be in touch with you. Obviously, I'm not aware of the letter that you sent or what's happened with it, but I certainly will follow up, and I'll be in touch with you regarding this matter. Regarding the gambling activities, you're right. Every district that I've worked in seems to see the same sort of persistent gambling activities, often involving elderly people trying to pass the time. We did have a number of cases at the Shekwai Gok estate in the past 2 months. A couple of cases, I believe, involving 7 arrested persons. We will, of course, prioritize all of these locations, and we'll we'll try to do our best to tackle them one by one. In terms of the burglaries are a concern for me too. I've seen the crime situation when I arrived here yesterday, and the burglaries, I rest assured, are one of my highest priorities. I come to this district with a fair amount of experience. I've been a police officer in Hong Kong for almost 30 years, and I've worked in a number of very demanding and tough districts, and I come with a lot of initiatives and ideas, and I plan to implement some of those initiatives to tackle the burglary situation. But I will be needing the assistance of all of you to try and help me with some of these initiatives as well, because the police cannot police in isolation. We need the community to assist us. And I had a high degree of success in my last posting in Mong Kok, tackling the burglary situation. Regarding the vice situation, the vice activities, yes, I'm well aware of the presence of vice activities. I think the situation has gotten better over the past year or so. I don't see as many visible presence of street prostitution that we used to see before. But obviously, there's no room for complacency, and we will continue to tackle this area. Mr. Ng, regarding your concerns about the car racing and the speeding, in fact, we have already stepped up our efforts in this area. I was speaking only this morning with the senior superintendent in charge of the regional traffic formation, and he updated me that they made two arrests only 2 weekends ago, where they arrested two people and seized some vehicles, and also identified three other offenders involved, which they are now pursuing. If there are cases or incidents where members of the public or your good selves even see road racing or high speed, whether it be cars or motorcycles, please report it to the police. If we do have resources available in the area, we have action cards, we have plans to tackle these type of incidents if we can get to them quick enough and we have the resources available. If not, we will look at other evidence to try and follow up. Often when people are videoing themselves driving like that, there's opportunities there to have little clues to find out who the actual culprits were. So we'll keep our effort up into trying to tackle this problem. I know it's an issue not only here in Chun Wan, but in other districts throughout the Southern New Territories. Have I forgotten anything else? Yes, the crime classifications of the drugs. Whether drug offences, narcotics offences are classified as crime or non-crime is just an internal criteria. Yes, it's all a crime, and every narcotics offence is a crime, and it just is an internal classification to decide who will investigate it, usually depending on the quantity of the drugs. If it's a very tiny amount, then it can be handled by our uniform staff, but if it's over a certain quantity, then it will be handled by our detectives. So, of course, it is without a doubt a crime. Regarding the increase in drug offences, again, this is indicative of the proactive activity of the special duty squads and our officers in tackling the drug situation. And as we continue to arrest more people for narcotics offences, you may continue to see an increase in the number of drug offences recorded. It's not necessarily indicative of a deteriorating crime situation. I think I hope I've answered everyone's questions. I was writing as fast as I could, but I'll be happy to answer any supplementary questions if you have them.
好，補充問題，第二輪，羅林議員。
Thank you. I'd like to recap my questions in English. It's not a car parking issue, it's actually a car private vehicle damaging issues that happened last year. You guys actually did a great job in arresting the guy, but what happened is there's some arrangement issues regarding to private car park that some of the camera cannot see some of the areas. So you guys actually gave out a 2 days or 3 days patrol around the area and gave out some advice. So that piece of information is actually vital because they haven't done anything to better the situation. So that piece of information is something that I'm actually looking for. The summary of the cases, you guys actually sent that to me, but it's not too much in detail. I was hoping that I can get a more detailed copies of that, and the most important thing is actually the court details. I think the court details actually will help on the smoking tribunal on the 30th of April, so that's really important, and we only have about 2 weeks, well, a month or so to actually prepare the information, so it's very important for me to get that information to help them on the cases. Thank you.
Can I respond?
Yes, sure. Okay, thank you. Maybe some parts was lost in translation there. But I'll certainly follow that up on you, and I'll give whatever information that we're legally allowed to give you for your objective. Yes, thank you.
Okay, 指揮官收到曬，親自跟佢話。 好，咁仲有冇其他嘅特別問題？如果冇咧，咁我哋都多謝今日姚指揮官，咁啊即係作咗第一次嘅象報告。咁希望咧你嚟到荃灣之後咧，咁我哋繼續同社區通力合作，咁啊可以咧係去即係維荃灣區嘅治安咧，咁其實可以繼續把關。